All right, welcome to Radio Naturopath, the call-in talk show about health and natural medicine. I'm Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, and this is my co-host, Ron Meniza.
Good morning.
If you'd like to participate in the conversation about natural medicine, you can call us at 860-486-9487. That's 860-486-9487. You can also email me at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org. You can also check out my Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Fran Storch ND. All right, so we're going to start right up. Before we go any further, if you happen to be listening and happen to be driving anywhere near the UConn campus, this little public service announcement, we tried to get here on time, but that just wasn't going to happen because, as you may know, there's lots and lots of construction going on. So if you would like to get to the South Garage, the only approach to the South Garage is from Separatist Road. You cannot get there from Hillside Road. So there's no way to get to the South Garage from Hillside Road. You must use Separatist Road. I hadn't checked out what's going on for access to the North Garage. I'm not sure what's going on there, but if you want to go to the South Garage, you have to take Separatist Road to get in and out. Out will be obvious to you because, you know, you're not going to be able to turn right to get to Hillside Road. But getting in, don't even try to get there from Hillside Road. Okay, so now you know that, and hopefully if you're coming to campus, you'll figure that out. So today, we want to do the series. We're going to do a series of the six basic principles of naturopathic medicine. That's how we'll start out our show for the next 6 weeks. So this week, we're going to talk about the first principle of naturopathic medicine, which is the healing power of nature. What is the healing power of nature? Well, the healing power of nature is the all-encompassing principle of naturopathic medicine. It is what unifies us, and it's the unifying principle of all of the others. Everything you do in naturopathic medicine goes back to the idea of the healing power of nature. And in Latin, that's pronounced vis medicatrix naturae. We are schooled in this from day one when we go learn about naturopathic medicine. And sometimes when I'm thinking about all of the different things that we do to help people with their healing and the different modalities that we use and the different directions we send people, I need to get a good reminder of what the healing power, what basic naturopathic medicine is all about. That it's not just go to the doctor and get a prescription for herbs. That's not what we are. What we are is physicians that follow these very basic principles. Everything we do is with an eye towards our basic principles. So the healing power of nature means that each one of us has an innate ability to heal ourselves. And what we do in naturopathic medicine, all the things we do, is to help to direct you to access that healing power. Now, that doesn't mean that we believe that if you have terrible cancer, you can cure it just by accessing your healing power. But it does mean that you do have healing abilities, that there are certain things you can come back from. If you have a life-threatening illness that eventually takes you down, it's probably because, you know, Something went awry in your genetics and the environment and some of the other basic principles that was so far afield that there's no amount of healing force that's going to bring you back from that. But what we want to do is help you access your own ability to heal. And what that means is that if you, for example, if you eat a certain way, you're going to supply nutrients to your body so that your body can use those nutrients to rebuild a part of your body that's hurting. If you rest, your body can do all sorts of things while you're resting. So in other words, if you're lying there taking a nap and not doing anything, your body goes to work and fix the roadway. You know, that your body has an ability to do that. Your body knows what it needs. If you take homeopathy, the idea of homeopathy is that you are actually directly accessing the healing power of nature, that you are tuning it into a frequency so it can do an overarching healing of your whole body, that it puts you into a framework so your body can access its ability to heal. And when I say access its ability to heal, some of you might be going, oh, that's very, that's very ephemeral. It's really, what does that even really mean? Well, you can look at it from a spiritual perspective in the idea that you're accessing your spiritual force to have a belief system and a faith, and that you're accessing spirit to allow your body to heal. And there are good studies on prayer and spiritual practice to show that those things help people to heal. So if you're not much into the direct ability of spirit to heal you, that's fine. I got some science for you. If you're sitting there praying or you're sitting there meditating, one of the things that you're doing is you're actually doing a sort of resting. You're getting your brain into an alpha state. You're relaxing. And what are you doing? You're lowering cortisol. Cortisol's job is it's a hormone that comes from adrenals, and its job is to get you into fight or flight. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to run away from something. It just means that you're going to go into action, and your body is going to be used as a tool to do some kind of activity, whether that's run away from a bear, find the South Garage, sit here and talk about naturopathic medicine, make your coffee this morning. The cortisol is going to support all kinds of systems, like putting sugar into your blood, pushing you to use fuel, protein, and carbohydrates and fats to use as fuel to push your body so that you can lift up your arm to put those coffee beans into the coffee grinder. So you're in, I mean, we talk about it as being in fight or flight, but really what you're in is increased sympathetic tone. So that means that your autonomic nervous system is in activity mode. So your body knows what to do when you tell it to do something. When you're, so when you're resting, your body knows what to do to help to put that stuff back together. So once you're resting and you're no longer, you know, putting beans into the coffee grinder or lifting up that cup or stirring your favorite fat into your coffee, when you're just lying there, then your body's going to go, oh, look at that arm. It was lifting stuff. We're going to take some of the protein she ate and we're going to make new muscle cells. And your body knows how to do that. So that's science of how the healing power of nature works. Your body knows what to do to heal itself. Take the example of when you have a cold. When you have a cold, yeah, you caught a virus. Why are you experiencing a cold? Well, because you got in touch with a virus, you know, probably a rhinovirus, adenovirus, parvovirus, some kind of, you know, respiratory virus that got in, and your immune system was not online enough to get over those viruses in enough time. So the viruses wound up multiplying so much that there were enough of them that they started to overtake your respiratory system, so that they were multiplying and your body decided, well, we have to mount a really big immune response to get rid of them. So your body sees all of those viruses and then makes a decision, and you have white blood cells that have chemotaxis. They sense the foreign proteins and they go after them, and they create proteins of their own to kill them and fight them. You have other non-specific white blood cells that go after them, and they wage a battle. They shoot out lysozymes, which are enzymes that kill viruses. It's really cool. So your body really knows what to do. And when you do naturopathic medicine, one of the things that we do is we help you to get out of the way of yourself so that you can do your own healing, because your body really does know what to do. And the things that we offer you are supportive for your own healing. So when we say the healing power of nature, what we're talking about is this overarching spirit energy ability that unifies your body, so that when your body has an opportunity to rebuild you, to heal you, to send you into battle, to send you to win that 5K, whatever it is, your body knows what to do. And it uses things from nature, whether they're inside of you or outside of you, so that it can do its own healing. That's the basis of the healing power of nature. So that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, all right. Hmm. So that was one. Next week, we'll do the second principle of naturopathic medicine, which is first do no harm. We'll talk about that. Okay. So I'm on a food kick because I like food.
I like food.
Okay, good for you.
I make a lot of food for you.
Yes.
I do.
So we're gonna talk about more interesting healing foods. And if you want to meet me, you can come to the Mansfield Library Express tonight at 6 o'clock, and I'll be there, and I'll be talking about food, because I like food. It's going to be 10 foods that you might want to add to your diet to help you to be healthier. And I'm going to talk about all those foods. It'll be nice. I'll be there. You can go there. It'll be at the Mansfield Library Express, which is the one in Roy Circle. It's in downtown Storrs, not the Mansfield Library on 89.
No. This is the one right across from E.O. Smith High School and the Fine Arts Center. Down
yes.
That area there.
That's
yep.
where it is.
Yep, right
so
there.
That should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. I'll put on a nice dress. I'm usually, do you find me to be, humorous sometimes?
Never noticed it.
Oh. So I'll try to be funny. I'll try
She's
to bring my A game.
She's always funny, folks.
Yeah,
always.
So I might say some silly things.
You never know what's going to come out of
Fran's
mouth.
I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Right.
But in the meantime, you can listen to this. And I want to talk about chia seeds. So chia seeds, how do I feel about chia seeds, Ron?
Oh, my God. She just can't get enough of them.
No, I know.
No. She loves her chia seeds. She puts them on everything. You put them in your soup, and you put them on your salad, and you put them in your yogurt.
I do.
You put them all over the place. Yeah.
Sometimes I just eat a spoonful.
Sometimes. Oh, now that I hadn't seen. But
yeah.
I must
well,
have
it's
missed
usually,
that one.
The eating of a spoonful, usually happens when I'm preparing, when I'm preparing something. And see, chia seeds... they're so tiny that they tend to they have an electrostatic charge, and they'll stick to your, like, if you take a spoonful of them, they'll stick to your spoon. So I mean, most of them will come off the spoon and go into your food, but there'll be a layer of them that will just stick to the spoon, and you could spend time shaking them off, or you could just eat them. So eat them,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're good,
and they're all over the place too. They get all over the counter, and they wander.
Yeah. It's considered to be a superfood. they can, and you know, because Ron says I put them in everything, they are pretty versatile. They originally come from Mexico. The botanical name for them is Salvia hispanica, which is, Salvia is the same genus as sage, that white sage that grows in the desert. It's the same genus. But it's a different plant, and so they're in Mexico. They're highly valued for their medicinal properties. They're very nutritious. At one time, they're even used as currency. They say Aztec warriors used to eat them to give them high energy and endurance. So if you're wondering why I'm so cha 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 cha, it's because chia seed. I don't know.
That's not the only reason.
So this is the thing. If I'm eating, between eating chia seeds, so I like to eat foods that that Native Americans like to eat, because I like to eat chia seeds and I like to eat Sacha Inchi seeds. Those are two of my favorite things. That's my new favorite thing, the Sacha Inchi seeds. But anyway, they said that one spoonful of chia could stay in them for 24 hours. And chia is a word that means strength in the Mayan language. They can promote healthy skin, probably because of all the essential fatty acids, and they have some antioxidants in them, so they can help you. So they're going to reduce certain signs of aging. They help support your digestion, because they draw water to them, and they have oil in them, so they can help you to be with regularity. And they have minerals in them, so they can help you build stronger bones and muscles. They help you regulate your blood sugar. So 1 ounce. So an ounce of chia seeds has 137 calories. It has 12.3 grams of carbs, 4.4 grams of protein, and 8.6 grams of fat. Then it has a bunch of fiber, a lot of fiber, 10 grams of fiber in an ounce. That's a lot of fiber. And then it has a bunch of minerals in it, manganese, phosphorus, calcium. Has a decent amount of calcium. Just a little ounce has 177 milligrams of calcium. It's pretty decent for an ounce of anything. A little bit of zinc, a little bit of copper and potassium. But it is pretty high in calcium relative to other things. It has alpha-linolenic acid and linoleic acid. Alpha-linolenic acid is a plant form of omega-3 fatty acids. So if you're a vegan and you're looking for omega-3 fatty acids, chia seeds can be one way to get them. The thing is that alpha-linolenic acid has to be converted. If you need EPA and DHA in your body. So there's no EPA and DHA in chia seeds nor in any other plant foods. So if you're eating alpha-linolenic acid, you have to have a well-functioning delta-60 saturase enzyme. It's a particular enzyme that creates double bonds in fats. And so in order for you to make EPA and DHA, that enzyme system has to be working well in your body. So if you don't have that problem and you want to get a vegan source of essential fatty acids, chia seeds are a way to go. They also have mucin in them. So mucin is a nice compound. Mucin lubricates things. They can help you, it can function as a type of mucus substance. So it helps to, in your digestive system, it's going to help to soothe things. It's going to help to smooth things through and help your digestive system to work more fluidly, if you will. There's other minerals and vitamins in there. There's A, B, E, and D. There's strontium and a whole bunch of other stuff. So that's exciting. Like we said, it's high in antioxidants, vitamins and minerals, omega-3s, fiber and protein. So it's really helpful. It's helpful for skin and aging. Maybe that's why, you know, people say, I look younger than my age. They have a lot of phenolics in them. And so they're really good antioxidants. And it speeds up your skin's repair systems. So I don't know, if I keep eating my chia seeds, maybe I'll, you know, continue to look youthful. You know, big DUH, they're really good for your digestive health. They have 10 to 11 grams of fiber per ounce. And one serving can give you enough fiber for the day. So if you're having a regularity issue, that's one of my go-tos. I tell people, eat your chia seeds, put them in stuff, and they'll help you be regular. And because they're high in fiber, they can help to regulate your insulin, so they can help your blood sugar, which means that if you have chia seeds on board, now I'm not going to sit here and say, if you eat chia seeds, you're going to lose weight. But I will say it can assist you in losing weight because it's high in fiber. And so it helps you to feel more full quickly because of the amount of water. It draws water to it, and it can help to curb your appetite. And they create this gelatin-like substance in your stomach. So the soluble fiber draws water to it. So one of the things that you'll see why people like to make chia pudding, you can put chia in certain kinds of milk. You can put it in regular milk and you can put it in a dairy substitute, and the chia seeds will draw water to it and make this sort of gelatinous it'll make a sort of a gelatinous combination like a colloid, and it has a pudding like texture. I really like it. So what I'll do is I'll put a layer of chia seeds in my yogurt parfait, and it'll draw water from either direction, and then I'll have this yummy pudding-like texture for my chia seeds. I like that. It's good. They're good for your cardiovascular health, again, because they have this all this fiber. So the fiber, because there's soluble fiber in it, it's going to help you to reduce your cholesterol levels. And here's some research. This is actually out of a research study. The available human and non-human studies show possible effectiveness for allergies, angina, athletic performance enhancement, cancer, coronary heart disease, heart attack, hormonal and endocrine disorders, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, stroke, and vasodilation. Some evidence also suggests possible anticoagulant, antioxidant, and antiviral effects of Salvia hispanica. Boy, that's good stuff. Why wouldn't you eat it? linoleic acid... That's in the chia seeds will help you absorb your fat soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K, and high in healthful fats. Really, it's really good stuff. It helps to treat diabetes because of the alpha linolenic acid. When they gave rats a diet that was high in sugar, sucrose, and they gave another set of rats a diet that was high. So they gave them a diet that gave them bad cholesterol and insulin resistance. And then they gave those rats chia seeds. for another 2 months, and they found that after the first examination, chia seeds completely prevented the poor cholesterol issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were given the chia seeds for another couple of months, they recovered from their conditions. So it helps you with adipose. I'm wondering if I should be eating this all three times. Like, if you have a diet and you have a bunch of chia seeds, mm-hmm. you have a bunch of sacha inchi seeds, and then you take apple cider vinegar, that could go along. That could help you with diabetes and maybe weight loss and stuff. It'd be very nice. It helps your energy and metabolism. That if you have a bunch of chia seeds, you get it'll help you with your energy. Like, I should be eating these before I go out on my bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they did a study where they had people have half Gatorade. Half the people had a Gatorade drink, and the others had half Gatorade, half chia. And the runner's times were matched, and the half chia group had far less sugar. So chia seeds are energizing. So really, if you're an athlete and you're doing, you know, longer workouts, this is something to carry on your bike.
Yeah.
So you want to have a chia seed treat. I mean, it'd be hard to just eat chia seeds raw, but like to make, chia a treat that had some nut butter, maybe some cacao beans and other seeds, and then have chia seeds featured. So it all sticks together. You could have chia treat carried on your bike, and you'll do better. Stronger bones because all the minerals and all the calcium, and it's got some boron in it too. So if you have osteoporosis, osteopenia, this is a food you can include in your diet that's going to help you. It's going to help you build muscle and lose weight. We already said that because of the protein in it and the antioxidants to help with rebuilding. And they absorb a lot of water, so they can prolong hydration. You don't lose the hydration to, you don't absorb the water into your system. You're going to absorb your water a little slower, so you're not going to get dehydrated as fast. Once again, this is something to eat on a long bike ride. That's what I'm seeing here. They're high in zinc, so they help you increase your leptin, which means that leptin is your satiety hormone. So you're going to be less hungry, and this is another mechanism by which they can help you lose weight. They can also help you, apparently, with breast and cervical cancer. Again, that's probably because of the antioxidants and also the alpha-linolenic acid, considered to be a cancer-fighting food. Because of all the minerals, they can help you with your teeth. And the zinc that's in it helps to kill tartar in your mouth. So probably if you suck on them, I mean, that's a weird thing to put some chia seeds in your mouth and just suck on them like I do my coconut oil, because they're going to get gummy and mushy in your mouth. But
don't they like kind of explode when they get wet? Are they?
Yeah,
like,
they get bigger. Sure they
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can help you during pregnancy because of all the nutrition and omega-3 fatty acids, replenishing the lost nutrients and slowing your sugar absorption and helping with energy. There's debate as to whether you should eat them raw or whether you need to soak it. You can eat them straight, but if you soak them, you can sprout them. And then you get, remember the chia pets? Those are sprouted mm-hmm. chia seeds. And they're easier to digest if you sprout them. But I have to say that I don't eat them sprouted. I just put them in my food. If I put them in yogurt, then they're going to sit there overnight because I make the parfaits and then they sit in the fridge before I eat them for a day or two. And then they're going to get soaked because they soak up the water that's in the chia seeds. Beware of adding chia seeds to a very dense yogurt. So if you're buying Skyr, like Siggy's brand is very dense. Skyr is not actually yogurt. It's actually a type of cheese. So when you buy Siggy's, it's not actually yogurt. It's Skyr. It's a cheese. And if you mix chia seeds into your Skyr, you will wind up with concrete. Don't worry, I've tried it. So sometimes chia seeds in Greek yogurt, it can get harder. But if you like your Greek yogurt, then I would go ahead and put the chia seeds in, and you have to decide if that brand soaks up too much water for you. You can soak chia seeds by doing a 1-10 ratio of water to chia seeds to water. So it's 1.5 tablespoons in a cup of water. And they're going to sit They'll sit and then they're going to soak up a lot of their weight in water. And that's how you make your chia pudding. You put your chia seeds into whatever milk or dairy substitute you're going to use. And then you flavor it with whatever you want. If you want to flavor it with a fruit, or if you want to do cocoa, if you want to add a sweetener to it, then you can have a nice pudding, because it's going to soak up all that water and make that mushy consistency. And, you know, with flax seeds, you generally have to grind them. Flax seeds are bigger, and we're going to talk about flax seeds next. But with flax seeds, you kind of have to grind them to get inside them. You don't have to do that with chia seeds, because chia seeds are just so tiny. But you can get, your body can get into them, because they, you know, they puff up. And so you can, once they get soft, you can get into the nutrients there. There's lots of recipes. You can make smoothies. You can make a smoothie bowl. You can mix it with avocado. You can put them in pancakes. There's all kinds of things. There's some concern that alpha-linolenic acid could increase prostate cancer, but that study was shown to have some bias, so that may not be true. So if you're a guy and you're avoiding flax seeds and chia seeds because you have prostate cancer, you probably don't have to do that. Some people get stomach discomfort. If you're not used to eating a lot of fiber, you might get some gas and bloating if you eat too much at once. So you may have to go slow on how much you eat to start. But then if you're eating a poor quality diet, like if you're really not eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and you're not, and you're eating too much starch and sugar and too much animal protein, you're going to have to go slow on adding vegetables in to start with, because your probiotics are just not set up to eat those. And you know how people who don't eat a lot of produce, if they all of a sudden eat a salad, they'll get gassy. Because all of a sudden, these probiotics, just don't have the probiotic proportion to handle all that produce.
Well, your system's just not used
to
it.
No. Well, what is that? When you say your system's not used to it, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. That's something people say. My system's not used to it. But I want, when you say that, I want to know what's the science behind that. Oh. So what's going on?
That's why I have you. I just ask you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just Encyclopedia Franny.
Yes, you are.
Okay. So anyway, so what does that mean when you have not been eating produce and then all of a sudden you start to eat it and you get wicked gas? So what's going on is it's likely that you don't have the probiotic proportions that help you digest that food. So one of the things that happens is if you eat a lot of produce all the time, you're going to get probiotics in your system that help you digest those foods, because there's starches in produce that you just can't digest. They're fiber, and that's what's called fiber. When you talk about fiber, what you're talking about is a long chain starch that just goes through you. But what makes it good for you is a couple things. One is that it slows absorption of things, so you're not absorbing absolutely everything from your diet, and if you're eating a lot of food, that helps to manage your weight. But the other thing that it does is fiber is a prebiotic, and that means that probiotic, healthful bacteria and other organisms can grow on it and use it as a fuel. So if you're not used to eating cabbage, you're not going to have a lot of Lactobacillus brevis in your body. So you eat the cabbage and you've got a bunch of other microorganisms that are just too happy to go and start munching on the cabbage, but they're incomplete, so they produce a lot of gas when they're doing it. When your system is moving quickly, it's going to minimize the amount of gas that's going on, and you're going to get a healthy proportion of digestion. By the time these foods get into your colon, there's going to be a minimum of gas. So that's basically what happens. So that's why you have to, if you are not used to eating produce, you don't want to go from 0 to 60. You want to really start eating a little bit of salad today, adding a small amount of vegetables, nuts, seeds, fruit to your diet, a little at a time, so you can build up a tolerance. And this is also a good time to take a good broad spectrum probiotic, because then you're going to put the probiotics directly into your system. Because what happens is you're developing a good colony of healthy probiotics, and one of the things that those probiotics do is they help you to digest your food. You don't digest all of your food. The probiotics help you with that. especially when it comes to produce. We just don't have, we don't have cellulase enzymes, and we don't have various enzymes that help to break down starches. And so the reason that a lot of people can eat produce and have a minimum of gas is because they've got a wonderful probiotic system helping them with that. So in order to get that going in your body, you have to be eating produce all the time and letting, that's why some people can eat beans and have and not have gas, and others eat beans and they have a lot of gas. So if you're not used to it, basically the way to do it, it's a use it or lose it phenomenon. And also you take probiotics, or you could take enzymes. And of course the enzymes, where do the enzymes come from? When you take something like Beano or GasX, the enzymes, well, GasX, I don't know if it's enzyme. It might be simethicone, which is just a lubricant that surrounds gas bubbles and makes, allows you to pass them more easily. But when you take something like Beano, it has enzymes in it, and those enzymes are produced from microorganisms. Microorganisms produce enzymes that help you to break down the starches that are in produce. So there you go. So this is suggesting put chia seeds in your quinoa porridge. Instead of eating oatmeal, you can eat quinoa and pretend it's oatmeal and throw all the things in your quinoa that you would ordinarily throw in your oatmeal, like maple syrup and, fruit, your favorite berries, your favorite dried fruit, your favorite nuts and seeds, and you can throw chia seeds in. When we have meals where I have quinoa with my meal, like we have our saag paneer, and I, of course, have it over quinoa, which probably never happens in India. Well, might now because of globalization, but quinoa and saag paneer is kind of a humorous pairing, but it is my favorite pairing. I will put chia seeds over that. So it's really a multinational dish. I'm getting my quinoa, which is promoted by the Inca and the Quechua people in South America. I'm getting my chia seeds, which are promoted by Mexico and the Aztecs. So one of the great foods of the Aztecs. The Aztecs also ate amaranth. So between the amaranth and chia seeds that I'm eating from the Aztecs, and then I'm having my saag paneer, which is Indian. So yeah, no, welcome to America. That's one of the great things about America. You could do stuff like that. Well, that's globalization. So chia seed benefits: aging, digestive health, heart health, prevention of diabetes, metabolism, your energy, bones and muscles, cancer, dental health, and pregnancy. It's really nice and helpful. Okay, so that's why chia seeds are great. Okay, so a companion to chia seeds would be flax seeds. What are some benefits of flax seeds? So flax seeds, I think flax seeds are lovely, and I think they taste good, and they have this mild, lovely, nutty flavor. I think they actually, chia seeds taste just fine, but I think that flax seeds have more flavor to them, and they do have a lovely nutty flavor. If you ever eat flax seeds, whether they're ground or you're having the oil, and they taste bitter, they are bad. They have gone rancid. What rancid means, people use the term rancid just to mean yucky and stinky, and that's one way that the word is used. But when you're talking about rancid in terms of a fat, what it means is that it's broken down and it's got exposed carbon bonds and some free radical liability. That's what it actually means. So when you have free radicals in your fat, that fat will smell and taste bitter. And flax seeds, because they have polyunsaturated fats in them, they have this alpha-linolenic acid, and alpha-linolenic acid can break down. It can go bad. So one of the things I tell people is if they're going to consume flaxseed oil is when they open it up, usually flaxseed oil, if you buy commercial flaxseed oil, it's going to have some antioxidants already added to it. It might have some vitamin E or rosemary or something in it to stabilize it. If it does not, then it's a good idea to get a vitamin E capsule or two and just break it into the bottle of oil, and it'll help the flaxseed oil from going bad, to prevent it from going bad. So that's nice.
You keep it refrigerated. Too,
yes, right? It's really a good, absolutely. It's a good idea. Any oils that you're afraid that they're going to go bad, yes, you want to put them in the refrigerator, because heat also causes free radical damage, and you're more likely to get rancid oil if it's sitting out. So flax seeds, once again, have alpha-linolenic acid, has omega-3 fatty acid. Once again, the alpha-linolenic acid, you're only going to be able to make omega-3s from it, your EPA and DHA that we use in our body, if you have a well-functioning delta-60 saturase enzyme. If you don't, then it's a good idea to get vegan forms of your omega-3s.
So how many flax seeds do you have to eat in order to, for like on a daily basis, to be healthy?
Are you talking number of seeds?
I'm talking, no. I'm talking tablespoon, teaspoon. No. So I'm going to count all these little tiny seeds out.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
that
I was
would
wondering.
Not be a good idea.
You said how many flax seeds you're
well,
going
to Well, I guess I meant what volume of flax seeds do you have to consume?
To get some health benefits
yes.
from it, right. So it depends on the person, of course. So it depends on what else they're eating. So it's going to depend. It could be anywhere from a teaspoon to a couple of tablespoons. If you're also eating chia seeds, you could go one-to-one. They're somewhat different, and they come in different colors. Again, they're a great source of fiber. They have manganese, vitamin B1, and magnesium. They do have some plant-based protein in them. They are the number one source of lignans in the human diet. So the next runner-up is sesame seeds. So lignans are wonderful. They're a wonderful source of fiber. And lignans actually have phytoestrogen properties. They can bond to estrogen receptors, and they phytoestrogens are what we call amphoteric. That means they can stimulate your estrogen receptors. They can also block your body from absorbing estrogen. So they can block the receptors as well. So they give you a moderating effect. If you need estrogen stimulation, they can help you that way. And then if you need less estrogen stimulation, they'll block extra estrogen from bonding. So that's kind of cool. And so lignans are really good for that. So flax seeds, you do kind of have to grind them because unlike chia seeds, when they blow up, they get really soft and you can get inside them. But flax seeds, you kind of have to, they have to be opened up mechanically. So either you have to eat them ground or you sprout them. So gives you soluble and insoluble fiber. And so if you eat them whole, it's not going to hurt you. They're just going to go right through you. And they don't blow up in the same way that chia seeds do. Chia seeds, you can eat them straight and you're going to get the benefit out of them. So again, you can make the flaxseed oil. And it's an easy way if you don't... If you're a vegan, you don't do fish, you don't tolerate fish, or you just can't stand the taste, then flaxseed oil is a reasonably good alternative, except, as I said, you have to have that well-functioning delta-60 saturase system so that you can break down the alpha-linolenic acid into EPA and DHA, your basic omega-3 fatty acids. There's a lot of fiber in it, but it's low in carbohydrates and also high in mucilage. So that's that gel-forming fiber, kind of like chia seeds. So it makes that gel. It can make you less hungry. And it's going to draw toxins out of your system, and it's going to help your digestion. So when people are when people are constipated, I love to tell them to eat both flax seeds and chia seeds. You want to try to get 25 to 40 grams of fiber a day, and two tablespoons of flax seeds are going to provide a quarter of that. So when you say, how much am I going to eat, that depends, really kind of depends on what else you're eating. We talked about how it's high in those omega-3 fatty acids. It's good for your hair and skin. Again, because of the essential fatty acids, those essential fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. If you have inflammatory conditions like rosacea and eczema and acne, it can help with that. Again, it can help with cholesterol and lipids. Between the fiber, the fat-soluble fiber, the soluble fiber, it helps to move bile through your system so that you don't make as much cholesterol. And there have actually been studies where flax seeds have been seen to lower cholesterol in people. They're gluten-free, so if you're going to eat them, you can put flax seeds, ground flax seeds, in with other flours to make to make muffins and breads and things like that. And again, they're high in the antioxidants. So lignans are not just a nice fiber. I already said that they're a phytoestrogen. They also have, they're also antioxidants. So they're going to help to reduce breakdown of tissue, and they're going to help you with blood sugar regulation. And they're going to help you with skin health, and the health of the lining of your digestive system as well. The lignans are also antiviral and antibacterial. So the more, if you have ground flax seeds, you might get sick less often. It's very nice. Helps digestive health. It's going to help with regularity because of the soluble and insoluble fiber. It's going to draw water to it, which is going to help you make that mucilage. That's going to help to soften your stool and make it easier for you to go, if you will. There's cancer. There's cancer protection as well. There's this thing called the Budwig diet, which is a natural prevention, cancer prevention diet. So there's this stuff you can eat that where you mix either cottage cheese, yogurt, flax seeds, and flaxseed oil. So that's when you're talking about the flaxseed oil diet, that's what it is. There's a reduced risk of cancer, of breast cancer, when you eat more fiber and lignans. So if you want to get your lignans on, you got your chia seeds, you got your ground flax seeds, and you got your sesame seeds. They're all helpful. So the lignans can be converted by intestinal bacteria into enterolactone and enterodiol, which are estrogens. So again, those are phytoestrogens. Lignans are converted into phytoestrogens. And again, phytoestrogens, as I said, phytoestrogens will stimulate your estrogen receptors when you don't have enough. And because they're weaker than your natural estrogen, they'll block them as well. That's why they can help to prevent breast cancer. And they'll help with weight loss, because when you eat extra fiber and you make this gel in your stomach, you don't want to eat as much. It's very nice. And it can help to decrease your menopause symptoms and your hormonal imbalance symptoms. And because of the lignans and the phytoestrogen properties, it can help you with your bone density. So there's a lot of great benefits to them. So here, if you want to get a comparison of flax versus chia, they both can absorb a lot of water. They both have a lot of fiber. Flax seeds actually have more alpha-linolenic acid than chia seeds per unit volume. So they actually have more essential fatty acids per volume. Flax seeds do have less fiber than chia seeds. There's 8 grams in an ounce of fiber in an ounce of flax seeds, whereas there are 11 grams in an ounce of chia seeds. So if you're looking for fiber, if you want more fiber, you got to go for the chia seeds. You know what's good to do is to eat both. And I try to eat both. I have to find the flax seeds in my fridge, but my go-to tends to be the chia seeds. The flax seeds are higher in lignans, which the chia seeds are not so high, but the chia seeds have other antioxidants. So if you're looking for lignans in that phytoestrogen effect, you want to go for the flax seeds. Like I said, it's probably, if you're me and you're a menopausal lady, you're probably looking for both, having, you know, some of this and some of that. They're both going to benefit you. And the chia seeds have more calcium. So one of the things to note about chia seeds versus flax seeds, the chia seeds are tiny. When you eat them, you're eating more of the covering. So you're getting more fiber. The reason you're getting more fiber is because they're smaller. So per seed, there's more fiber in a chia seed. So in a flax seeds, if you look at them, they're a good 2 to 3 times the size of a single chia seed. So seed for seed, a flax seed has less fiber just because it's bigger, it's taking up more space, and there's more oil inside it. So you're going to get more of the benefits of lignans because it's in the fiber, it's also in the oil, and you're going to get the fiber, more fiber from the chia seeds. So they're both terrific, you know, in different ways. So there's a little more protein in flax seeds than chia seeds. The thing with chia seeds is you don't have to grind them up, or flax seeds you really should. You really should grind them up and maybe even sprout them, because you're going to be able to get into them more easily. If you eat them whole, they're really going to kind of go right through you. So there you go. So that's really neat. We talked about mostly chia seeds and flax seeds, and you know, I think chia seeds and flax seeds are important. So if your takeaway is you're going to go out and try and get yourself some chia seeds and flax seeds to eat, that might be a fun thing to do and experiment with how you're going to eat them. So how I eat them, both chia and flax seeds, is I tend to put them on whatever I think they will taste good on. They definitely taste good in yogurt, whether you're doing a vegan yogurt or a dairy yogurt. So you can make parfait. If you let them sit, you can make parfaits out of them, and they'll make this pudding-like texture, which is really nice. You can make pudding out of either of them, although the chia seeds tend to be a little bit, lend themselves to that. And as Ron said, I throw them on everything. I'll throw ground flax seeds and chia seeds. If I'm eating a soup, I'll put it on that. If I'm eating a hot meal, I'll put it on that. So if I'm having a stir fry, if I'm having our sog paneer that we like to eat, I'll put it on that. If I'm having hot cereal, I'll put it on that. I tend not to put it on cold cereal. I don't eat cold cereal very much anyway. But I tend not to put it on cold cereal or on salad because they tend to fall off. But I could. But I tend not to. I tend to reserve it for hot food and for yogurt, things that they stick to more readily. A great way to do it, too, is to make some kind of an energy ball where you incorporate your favorite nut butter, nuts and seeds, and maybe a little bit of fruit, and then incorporate ground flax seeds and or chia seeds. The chia seeds especially, if you want an energy ball, something that's going to sustain you during a long bike ride. So that's a good thing. All right, so we had a great talk about chia seeds and flax seeds today. Really good for you. And I encourage you to experiment with them. And I have to go because Bicycle Talk's coming up next. So in the honor of seeing you next week, you have been listening to Radio Naturopath. This is a call-in talk show about health and natural medicine. I'm Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host Ron Meniza. You can also email me with questions and comments at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to this show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org. You can also leave questions or comments at my Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram accounts, which are all at Fran Storch, ND. Thank you for listening to Radio Naturopath, your show where you can learn about the best of science and nature. Remember to eat your veggies. We'll be back next week with more Radio Naturopath at 91.7 FM, WHUS Doors.